And thanks once again to Russie Cole, our personal travel advisor, who's gone off to look for all the bargains. Come back again in January, where we all want to know about hot summer holidays and not going off to Prague, which is where Dominic's going. And Dominic, now, before he goes to Prague on Wednesday, he's got the top five pieces of software which we can download. Is this all free? Is it, Dom, off the internet?
Well, we have some software, but we also have some Christmas gifts, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
I mean, for software, there's just, their top five would be scratching the surface of a massive, massive iceberg. But, you know, but we, last week we talked about Firefox. Is it kind of a good thing to do as a replacement for your,
yep,
good for you?
I loaded it, and I use it, and I've got my passwords in there now.
Yeah.
I'm just looking up, actually, at the Future Radio computer screen up here, and I know that's Firefox, too.
That's right, because I put it on there because I was doing the Arcadia show yesterday, and I find it very difficult to use anything else. So.
But I can't see a great difference, to be honest.
There isn't a great difference on if you're just looking at a single page, but you can use the tabs to look at multiple pages at once. You can use the shortcuts. You can do all sorts of things.
But,
so that makes a difference.
On this screen, we haven't got the latest version of Internet Explorer up there, because I have at home, and I have that. I have
the tabs, yeah. Yes, but they don't have the shortcuts properly. And so it's, by and large, it's fine. I mean, it's not a huge difference, but if you're sort of into customizing your things and you're doing a lot of research online and things like that, then Firefox is definitely the thing to use.
I've got the mixture up here. I've got some Firefox some Internet Explorer. Anyway, we talked about that last week. Yeah. So the Christmas gifts and some free downloads and bits and pieces.
Well, so free downloads, we've already talked about free antivirus. So you go to free.avg.com.
Okay.
That's, you know, the first thing you should always do, get a Firefox, but if you don't, or at least upgrade your Internet Explorer to IE7. If you don't want to pay for Microsoft Office, get OpenOffice, that's on openoffice.org. And if you want a free good piece of software for managing your photos, go to Google, get Picasa.
Mm-hmm. I use that, Picasa, I like that. Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, this, if you want a good piece of software just for quickly converting photos or making them smaller, bigger, IrfanView is the software to use. It's irfanview.com, and that's completely free, and it's, you know, a useful thing to have. So those would be sort of my top five picks. I mean, those are the first thing I always install on a new computer when I get to it.
I was just discussing it online, actually, with Ross, who will be in here later on, about... I was just about to put the Linux on, and he said, no, don't do it.
Linux. Don't listen to Ross. What I gave you is a thing called a live CD, which means that you can try it out before you install it on your computer. So I wouldn't recommend installing it on your computer, because actually it's a new operating system.
Right.
So unless you've backed everything up, so don't do that necessarily. But what you can do is you can get that live CD, put it in, restart your computer, it will come up and show you what Linux looks like,
uh-huh.
and then, you know, if it would work, and so I'm not recommending that you replace your Windows with it, but I'm just, you know, just kind of a good thing to have a look at, just to see how the other, I don't know, about 5% of the world live.
Okay, I did have a look at it, but I think I'm just going to carry on as I am for the time being. Although I must use most of your tips, are very, very good. Now, you bought in some fridge magnets and
earrings. Yes, well, they're the part of my, you know, because I'm often, if you want to buy tech stuff for Christmas.
Is that you on this keyring?
Yes, I'm on my keyring. I'm giving myself to my loved ones when I'm going back to Prague.
Superb.
So basically, I'm thinking, you know, so if you... You know, I'll be back in 2 weeks, so we can start talking about Christmas gifts. But that would be too late, because if you want to buy anything, you need to start doing it now. And a lot of these websites were saying, you know, buy December 10 or something like that if you want a delivery for Christmas. And, you know, so that's – and I will be back after that. So I thought maybe give people some tips before I go.
Okay.
So I did a little bit, so top five, but before that, I just wanted to say there are lots of things that I'm not going to be recommending my top five, you know, because there's just the usual gadgets. You know, you can buy a digital camera for somebody, a flash drive, or sat-nav as a good gift, Wii, you know, a gaming console, or a smartphone.
Where can you find a Wii?
If you can find one, then you can certainly buy it. But I'm not going to be talking about these kind of obvious gifts. I'm going to try to sort of go for something cheaper and a bit more interesting.
We'll talk about Wii and games. We're going to do that the week before Christmas.
So we're going to have a special gaming episode.
We'll have a go.
All right. So, okay, you know, so five on my, you know, so none of these other things. Five on my list would be just what I showed you, this very cheap thing. It's not actually technology, but it's done using technology.
Fridge magnets.
Key rings, or you can get many other things. If you have the time, what happened? I only brought these two samples because I just was in a panic on Saturday. I'm not bringing any gifts home, so I went went. I just took a bunch of photos I've taken over the year, and I took them with me to Jessup's, and they have these little machines. You can just pop your photos in and say, well, I want this one, that one. And they will do you anything. They'll do your calendar. They'll do a picture on a teddy bear. They'll, you know, a mug, anything.
Yeah, plates.
But all of those take at least a week because they don't do them on the premises. Mm. But keyrings and fridge magnets, they actually do on the premises, so they will do them. They did them for me by Sunday. I picked it up on Sunday, so that was very nice. Normally, but basically what that means is that you usually don't want to go to Jessup's and do it on there. You want to do it online if you have the time, you know. So go on there now, and if, you know, in the next week or so, you should really do it if you want to be safe in having it shipped to you. And some of the places to do it online is a service called Snapfish. I've used them as a photo bucket. Jessup's, of course, as an online. Mm-hmm. There's TescoPhoto.com.
I think Boots.
Boots probably
yeah.
do it.
Yeah,
I mean, there's probably 20 or 30 companies. These are just some of the bigger ones that I've come across that are noted down here. But you can do a lot. You know, you can do a lot more.
Yeah, jigsaws, big mats, books,
yes.
T-shirts. Not nappies, but like a baby bodysuit and a
yes,
bib.
Yeah.
Also a bib as well.
Anything you can do, anything, and they're pretty good quality. And you know, so it's a good sort of gift for somebody.
For grandparents, always.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, if you want just a gift for all your friends, you can just do little fridge magnets with a photo on them, something funny, and they cost £3 each, and that's a decent price.
If you've ever been to places like Pleasurewood Hills or Pleasure Beach, and you go down one of those big slides and they take a photograph of you, and these are the kind of fridge magnets you get, you pay
for,
at the bottom. Yeah. So that's what they are like. What other kind of gifts have you got in mind?
All right. Well, another gift that I thought would be good for somebody, if you're and I've done that in the past. I mean, these are all ideas that I've used, or most of them, is get somebody a website.
Ooh,
with their very own domain. So say, you know, my cousin's just birthday was this earlier this year, so I bought a .com domain. It's $10 or £5, and I set up a little blog for her, and you know, now she has a domain with her name, and that's kind of a nice little gift.
That's a very nice idea, because our very own Tom Buckham
I was going to just mention that. He did that last year for his parents. It's a wonderful little site. Yeah.
To sublet their place in Spain or wherever it is.
Yeah. So I've done it. Tom's done it. So if you at all know how to do these things, and it's not very difficult, you just go to one of these providers and they'll set you up with a domain. Mm. You can easily set up a site. And you know, the benefit of it is you're also getting yourself something, because you're learning how to set up a web page, and that's always a good thing. You know, it's always
I asked my daughters if they'd like their own kind of domain, because I thought it'd be kind of a cool thing, and they have their own Hotmail, but they're just happy with their Hotmail addresses.
Yeah, well, I think you should get them anyway, because one day they'll be sore. If you're looking for a job and you're getting your Hotmail address as an email, it definitely doesn't look particularly if your Hotmail address is like hotfish24.
Well, it's worse than that, I'm afraid, for my daughter. But what I managed to do, because I've owned a few domains of my own, I've managed to get them mailboxes, so anything that comes through to my particular Hotmail for their name goes straight to their Hotmail address. So
you can do the forwarding, absolutely. I mean, there are people now who are choosing, well, who first, you know, you have a child, you register a .com name or just a domain name in their name, and there are people who are choosing their children's names if they buy the fact whether they can get a domain or not in that name. So you know, there are some people who are that forward thinking on behalf of their progeny.
Mr. and Mrs. Google thinking, oh!
Yes, yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Google are
Mrs.
out of
Yahoo.
Luck on there, yeah.
Mr. eBay.
Yeah, so that, you know, so that was... that was kind of a cheapish gift. I mean, these are all very reasonably priced.
Now, should we just for a quick stop for some music and come back and we'll talk some
three.
More? Get the top three. Yes, it's like being Alan Freeman or Tony Blackburn here. Okay, that's Dionne Warwick, which apparently is the way to pronounce it, not Warwick, but Warwick. And do you know the way to San Jose? Dominic, we got to the top three in our gifts for Christmas.
Yes, we did indeed.
We've done some cheapies. These are a bit more expensive.
Cheap, and now we're getting into a bit more pricier, but nothing significantly over £200. So we're going to try to stay under.
Good.
Well, number three on my list is an MP3 player. However, not just an MP3 player. MP3 player is an okay gift. I mean, there's no problem. But usually if you want to give something to your parents or somebody who's not very much into technology, it's kind of a strange gift, because very often they don't even know how to put music on it or where to get some music. So one thing that people often do is for like their parents, you know, who are in their 60s or something, or 50s, they get them an iPod or an MP3 player filled with music. You know, rip your CD collection or get CDs that your parents or whoever you're giving it to like, put it on there. Or if it's somebody younger who doesn't mind connecting to the computer, then give them a subscription to something.
What would you subscribe to, LimeWire?
Right. No, it's actually e-music. I've given, you can give coupons, you can give iTunes coupons, but again, I don't recommend iTunes because of the restrictions on the DRM, but there are good services. One is called Amy Street, has good music, so you can give somebody a gift on there. Or the one that I've used a lot is eMusic.
Right.
And all of these give you high-quality tracks, because iTunes also isn't particularly high-quality.
Right, so there's eMusic.
eMusic.com and AmyStreet.com.
Amy Street.
Amy, it's Amy, A-M-I-E. Street.com.
Right.
And then for eMusic, I've given that actually last year to my brother, and he loved it. You can buy somebody like 50 tracks, and the nice thing about those tracks, you buy them and you own them. There's no such thing as DRM, and so you can use them on any MP3 player, including the iPod, anything you like.
For people that don't know, DRM stops you from transferring it
to somewhere else. So you can, so basically it's digital rights management, but really it means copy restrictions. It means, it means kind of doing badly by your customers. But most places do it now. So.
What about the website? Is it mp3sparks.com? Is it legal or not?
That needs to be decided by a court. And you can buy music on there. Somebody sues you, then we'll know if a court rules in your favor, against your favor. A Russian court supposedly ruled in their favor recently, but I don't know the details of it. So the legality of it has been disputed. So basically, there is no, you cannot say it until it's been tested by a court, then you cannot really say.
Because if you go on LimeWire, you know it's illegal.
Yes.
But if you go onto MP3 Sparks, you pay money, but somebody who doesn't know thinks, oh, fine. This is good.
I mean, I haven't heard of anybody being sued for buying music on there. They're trying to sue them, the service, out of existence. So basically, I would say it's really up to you and you deciding whether you feel it's a moral thing to do or an immoral thing to do. But the legality of it, I really have no idea. It's something that needs to be tested by a court of law and probably needs to be tested in each individual country that people buy from MP3 Sparks in. So
number three is an MP3 player, not necessarily an iPod, with music.
Yes, absolutely. And some people, and basically if you buy like a large one, you can, for some people, you can give them a year's worth of listening. So you can certainly do that. Next, and that's easily under £100, under 50 even. I mean, it depends really what you want to buy. Number two is something similar to the number five, those little keychains and fridge magnets.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're going high tech.
Okay.
It's a digital frame, digital photo frame. Again, a wonderful gift for your parents or somebody, your relatives who...
Granny or anybody
who you kind of, who's interested in pictures from you, is you can buy these little digital photo frames from 7-inch, and now you can get them as cheap as 50 quid. I saw it yesterday at Curry's. And you can load them up with 50, 60 pictures. So instead of giving somebody a photo album, you can give them this. They put it up on their mantelpiece, and every 10 seconds or minute or whatever, it changes to a different picture from you. And if you're giving
this... Oh, yes, I've seen them.
Yes,
yeah,
they're wonderful.
Clever,
and I'm giving it last year. My brother and I, when they were still 250 pounds, my brother and I went together and bought one for my mother, and she loved it. And it's, the 7-inch ones are cheap these days. You can also, I also saw at Jessup's yesterday, for £200, you can get a 15-inch, so that's almost like a big screen. That's got almost like a painting.
When I see them, do you know what I think? I think 1970s. I don't know why, but it reminds me of those little things you used to be able to get and put the slide in,
yes,
and it lit up.
They have kind of that vibe, but they're you can do all sorts of slideshows. Some of them play music. Some of them you can hook up to a Wi-Fi. So if you're giving to somebody who's tech savvy and you want to spend a bit more cash, get a Wi-Fi one, and so it automatically uploads pictures to it from the computer, so you don't have to hook it up to your computer. But most of them take flashcards from your camera, so you can come to your parents and directly put a few pictures on them for them, every time you visit, so they can always have something new from you.
That's a nice idea. What kind of cost are they, cost-wise?
As I said, they start at £50.
Yeah.
That was the cheapest, and I'd be quite happy buying one of those for 50 quid. And they go all the way up to... There's a 17 inch now, and that costs like £700. But the mid range is about 70-80 quid. Some of the better ones might cost around maybe around 120 or so.
I can imagine them going into some kind of reception areas where people would have pictures of the company and what it does. Also, I would imagine this kind of invention that the cost will come right down.
It has already come down. I bought one for my mother's birthday last year, and for 120 or 30 pounds. And now they cost 50, the same, you know, the similar model.
And the number one.
Number one. We don't have a drum roll, but we'll imagine a drum roll.
Here's a bit of a drum roll. Okay, not
there really. We go. That's good enough. That's
a short notice.
Yeah, on short notice. Good job there. Okay, now is a brand new thing, and it may be a little bit difficult to get, but I'm still recommending it as a perfect gift for a young person or somebody who travels a lot. Is a new laptop. Have you ever heard of Asus, the company Asus?
Yeah, I have an Acer actually. Yes.
Asus. Many people. It's not a very famous company, but pretty much any computer you buy will have an Asus component.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
They make motherboards and lots of other components. But now they've made something. They made a huge splash in the tech world. They made something that's called the EPC. It's a triple EPC, and it stands for something ridiculous. But it's getting rave reviews, and it costs £229.
Right, because my brother was on about this yesterday, and I need to get the details for this.
We were just talking about Linux. It runs Linux, and it comes with all the software you will need. It actually can try out the interface online. It's a wonderful little thing. It's a tiny screen. It's a tiny under 1 kilogram. Laptop. So it's not a full laptop replacement.
How big would the screen be?
The screen actually is, I think, 7-inch. So it's a thing to take with you when you go on a trip, and it's cheap. It's durable. It doesn't have a hard drive in the usual sense. It has a 4 gigabyte flash drive, which means it's very resistant to crash, to bumps and falls.
Okay.
And it's very fast. It actually loads up in about 15 seconds
as opposed
to 2 minutes.
I was going to ask, because that's the thing that really gets on my nerves. You turn the computer on, half an hour later.
Yes. so that is the one thing that you can certainly get as a benefit out of this. Of course, as I said, it will play all your MP3s. It will play YouTube. It has Wi-Fi. It has a USB port. So it has everything a computer will have except a hard drive, and it doesn't run Windows, but it runs Linux, and it's customized for just the needs of a child. So if you have like a 10-year-old, you're not going to buy them a 600 quid laptop, but this one is actually not a bad thing. It's a good thing to take to school because you can take notes on it. Mm. It has lots of games. It has learning software on it pre-installed. So I have plenty of technology, so I'm not going to buy one. But I was tempted. It's very light, so for students it's great because you can just stick it in any bag you have, take it with you, go to the library, and go to downtown Norwich, have a cup of coffee at Starbucks or wherever Nero's, and browse the internet and listen to music on it.
Because I was thinking more than a student it'd be good for, but a businessman who perhaps takes his little iPad with
businessman
him.
Businessman might perhaps as an iPad as a PDA replacement, but not as a laptop replacement. I think it's okay for most things, but of course you cannot put your Windows software in it. So if you have specialized like accounting software and things like that, then you cannot use that on it. But of course, a similarly sized computer is from whatever Sony or Panasonic or whoever makes these small under 1 kilo ultra portable laptops will cost you easily 10 times as much or 1,500 quid.
That's the number one then. That's a £229 Linux-based PC with a 7-inch screen for the number one gift to buy for this
Asus
Christmas.
Asus EPC.
One question that's just come through, Dominic, talking about the downloads and just the minute we've got left. Is the act of downloading from somewhere like LimeWire in itself illegal, or is it only illegal when you share those files? He's forever hearing different views about this.
We need to get a lawyer
That's a Mark. Thank you for your message there, Mark.
The answer is yes. I'm part of it. LimeWire and BitTorrent and all these services. The problem is, in order to download anything, you need to share. So they won't just let you download. So basically, you're always sharing when you're on one of these services, no matter what you're doing. Somebody was just sued and convicted just of that in the United States. So that's one problem. The other problem, of course it's illegal. You're getting something that you haven't paid for that is copyrighted. So it is illegal. However, nobody's going to come after you just for downloading a few songs illegally. But because you're also sharing, that is the big problem. And that's actually where they will hit you. So it's illegal. It's perhaps not as you know, as often prosecuted just downloading, but because you're sharing, that's trouble.
Okay. Dominic, thank you as ever. Have a good old trip to Prague, won't
you?
Hope you enjoy that. See you next week, and we'll have this up as a podcast by this evening, knowing you. But right now, we've got the news from IRN.